WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, my mental fitness fan. Welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym, your daily dose of wisdom for navigating this crazy world. Today, we're tackling something I know you've all grappled with at some point. That nasty little voice in your head constantly whispering doubts and criticisms. Ever feel like you're stuck on a never-ending loop of negativity? You know the feeling when you screw up a presentation and your inner critic goes into overdrive, replaying every stumble with laser-sharp focus. Well, guess what? That inner critic is a total fraud. It thrives on fear, insecurity, and those pesky little mistakes we all make. But here's the good news. You have the power to silence that talkative voice and cultivate a more compassionate and supportive inner dialogue. We're going to dive deep into some practical strategies, backed by wisdom from the Stoic philosophers who knew a thing or two about mental toughness. So buckle up, get ready to rewrite those negative scripts, and let's build a mental fortress of self-acceptance and resilience. Firstly, recognize that your thoughts aren't facts. It's easy to get caught in the trap of thinking our negative thoughts are objective truths. I always mess things up and not good enough. Sound familiar? But remember, those are just thoughts, not reality. They don't define you or dictate your future. Think of it like this. Imagine someone walks into a room and says, "The sky is green." Would you believe them just because they said it? Probably not. You'd probably look outside and see the real color blue. Our thoughts are often like that, colorful but not necessarily accurate reflections of the world around us. Secondly, challenge those negative thought patterns. When a critical thought pops up, ask yourself, "Is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this?" Often, you'll find that your evidence is weak or even non-existent. It's like trying to build a house on sand, it's just not going to hold up. So, when those doubts creep in, actively question their validity and look for more balanced perspectives. Thirdly, practice self-compassion. This means treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. We're all human, we all make mistakes, and that's okay. Instead of beating yourself up over a setback, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, your worth isn't tied to your achievements or perceived failures. You are worthy of love and respect simply because you exist. Next, focus on what you can control. There are so many things in life that are beyond our control: the weather, other people's actions, unexpected events, but we can always choose how we react to them. Instead of dwelling on the things you can't change, direct your energy towards what you can influence. Your thoughts, your actions, your attitude. And finally, remember that progress isn't linear. It's a journey with ups and downs, just like life itself. Some days will be easier than others, but don't let those setbacks derail your entire journey. Keep showing up for yourself, keep practicing these strategies, and celebrate every small victory along the way. You know that feeling when you finally silence that inner critic after a long, stressful day? That moment of quiet clarity and self-acceptance is pure gold. It's like stepping into a peaceful oasis after navigating a whirlwind. Think about a time when you felt the nagging self-doubt creep in during a challenging situation, maybe a presentation at work, a difficult conversation with a loved one, or even just trying something new. How did that negativity affect your actions and outcomes? Now imagine facing that same challenge with a more positive and supportive inner voice. What difference would it make? Remember, you are not defined by your mistakes, your insecurities, or the opinions of others. You have the power to rewrite your narrative, cultivate self-compassion, and build a mental fortress of resilience. It's time to silence that inner critic and unleash your true potential. So, what's one thing you can do today to start shifting your mindset? Maybe it's practicing a few minutes of mindful breathing, journaling down those negative thoughts and challenging their validity, or simply reminding yourself of your strengths and accomplishments. Take that first step, my friends, and let's conquer this together. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from hearing these words. Let's spread the Stoic mindset and empower each other to live more fulfilling and meaningful lives. Until next time, keep your head high, your chin up, and your inner critic firmly silenced.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.